Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The rumor that won't go away for the Browns is the Garrett Wilson rumor. And again, there are legitimate reports that suggest the Jets might be willing to have a fire sale and guys like Quinnen Williams and Garrett Wilson would be available in that event. But in terms of the stuff linking the Browns to Garrett Wilson, as of now, that is the rumor mill. And those are two very different things. I just think when it comes down to it, what Ross Tucker said when he was on with us about 30 minutes ago, 40 minutes ago, I think he's right when it comes to Garrett Wilson and the Cleveland Browns.
I would strongly consider that if I'm the Browns. I mean, because I know what you guys are going to say is, look what Flacco did with the Bengals. Why can't you do it with the Browns? And what I was going to tell you is, have you seen Ja'Marr Chase play football? Even to a lesser extent, T. Higgins. Like, I would take T. Higgins over Jerry Jeudy any day of the week. So that's two Bengals receivers I'd rather have than the Browns' best receiver. I think that's a problem. You know, you're going to have a young quarterback one way or the other. I think it'd really be nice if you had a truly high-end receiver. Jeudy is not that. I don't know that he's ever been that. I know there are some statistical years where he's been pretty good, but I would feel much better about Garrett Wilson than I would Jerry Jeudy moving forward.
I just think it's an obvious move. When you have a chance to get guys who could be top 5, top 10, top 15 at their position, and especially when they're 25, 26 years old, as long as the price is right, you make that move.
Well, so that's the thing. I can't find anybody that's saying no right now, and maybe this is where I should have been like, so Ross, would you do it for the first-round pick, or would you do it for which first-round pick? Because at this point, it sounds like we're down to the negotiating table side of this. I unless you see a Browns fan that I don't, it does feel like everyone universally is like, yeah, Garrett Wilson, great at football. Let's do that.
Yeah, the only objection that I saw, and I thought it was interesting, is, well, what if it makes the offense too good to be this bad? And I think I've just decided I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that, too. Too good to be this bad? So well, instead you win 6 or 7 games, and then your draft pick that you're sending off for Wilson isn't that high anyway?
Yeah. Well, I mean, or 6 or 7 games, and if you take the Jacksonville pick, well, now you don't have as much collateral to move up for a quarterback. Yeah, worry about that when that comes. Like, I think we've started to get out of operational order, and I understand, like, I've done it too. When we tanked, I went all the way in on that, right? Hey, I didn't yell as loud as I should when you cut Joe Haden over like $5 million, when you released 24-year-old Jordan Poyer over like $1.5 million. That, like, those are things that you do that are incredibly dumb to save a minuscule amount of money. With this, the NFL is a talent business. Now, am I a little afraid that I don't know Kevin Stefanski can deal with a big personality wide receiver, which Garrett 100% is, even if he's not as loud as OBJ? Yep. I'll also deal with that when that comes as well.
Do you feel like Andrew Berry at this point would make this type of move? I feel like Andrew Berry, he operates very similar to the Guardians in many respects. It feels like he's got to be on the right end of any trade terms, and he doesn't often end up in a spot where it feels like there's the slightest chance of an overpay.
Yes, and I think that's that. Ironically, it might be the place that I trust Andrew Berry completely in, is it's like whatever the price is that you're going to give for Garrett Wilson is going to be like the lowest price you can give while still making the trade.
Well, that's the hard part, though, is that
AJ McCarron for a second and a third here.
I've trusted in him in that belief, but then the hard part there is that I do feel like there's another team out there, and I don't know which team this would be. There's a lot of teams that need wide receiver, and there's a lot of teams, Giants come first of mind, that it would drastically help shape that room, and you're like, well, there's going to be somebody that's willing to pony up more than what Andrew Berry typically can pony up.
All right, so I don't know that this is why the rumor's out there, but I can understand if you see the Browns linked, if we do end up getting a report from a national person that the Browns are linked to Garrett Wilson, it wouldn't surprise me if a team like the Jets put that out there because people know about Andrew Berry's aggressiveness. Meaning that the Jets might be thinking, all right, who's a person, if we throw this name's connected to this player, people are going to go, oh, that guy's aggressive. He's going to pay some, he's going to, you know, like basically drive the sense of urgency for Garrett Wilson. I could see the Browns, if they're not truly interested in making this move because of where they are in their build, I could see them being used in certain talks because I think they have been previously.
I mean, but I just look at Andrew Berry and I see him like the fifth round trade for someone like Amari Cooper. And you look at like the deals like that Andrew Berry's authored up before, it doesn't scream first round pick trade for wide receiver. I'd love to see it, but it feels more John Dorsey than it does Andrew Berry.
So I think what's interesting is, I don't know, maybe Garrett Wilson makes you a 6-win or 7-win team as opposed to old 3-win Wilson over here.
Yeah. Well, it's a future play, not a this right now play anyway.
I think it's both. I think that's the beauty of the move, is I do think it gives you a better chance to truly, yeah, like there are no excuses with Dylan Gabriel there, even if the line's still a problem. And the same thing with Shador. Like, okay, you're giving those guys who you drafted a better chance right now.
Well, I do like that side of it.
To see themselves. And I think it takes some of the pressure off Jerry Jeudy to where he doesn't feel like he has to be the only guy in the world either.
Yeah, because right now it really does feel that way with Jerry Jeudy. When you watch him, like, the man is pressing every opportunity. He seems like he's desperate for catches. He's desperate to not drop the football.
Well, but I talking about desperation, I think we're desperate for hope. And I think that's fair. Like, I think part of the level of anger that I've had on, again, in a season that I didn't think you were going to win many games. And I'm still very angry when I'm seeing a team defeat itself as opposed to being beaten, right? And a lot of that is driven from, it didn't have to get here. Even though I accepted what I thought this season was, it didn't have to get here. The amount of mistakes that they made to make this happen is very frustrating to watch play out in real time. When we talk about like significant hope, trading for a playmaker like Garrett Wilson, that's the kind of thing that can inject you in hope. And even if it only takes you to a 6-win team this year, that is a chip that you can say going into next year's draft. If you end up with the 8th pick and you end up the third quarterback off the board, you can go, well, now I don't have to worry about getting that guy number one receiver because we got one.
Well, and a small aside on this, and this is not the reason why you make the move, but it's a nice benefactor of this, is that it shuts people like Myles Garrett up. Like Miles will still
complain. I don't think anything's going
to
shut Miles up.
Well, he'll still complain, but it won't be to the degree. Like I think the frustration with Miles has always been when it feels like just nobody else around him is giving nearly the effort or trying as hard as he is. I feel like that's when he gets agitated the most, or when he feels like he's playing for nothing, essentially. If you trade for Garrett Wilson, you're not going to make the playoffs, but you no longer have that thought of every week is just going through the motions.
Well, and whether it's Miles, and again, I don't like...
That's a
Miles,
jolt to the locker room in a positive way.
Just a real quick circle back is the way I answered it. People might take it as a shot at Miles. I don't think there's anything that should shut Miles up this year if you're going to end up being a 5 or 6 win team.
I like you trying to correct a shot at Miles there. That's
fine. Well, yeah, because I went very hard at him on Friday. Like, I wasn't taking a shot there. And I like to, when I take okay. a shot, you'll know I take a shot. However, like with this, I think it's
It'd be
just
funny if Miles is like, that's the one. Dang it.
Or if he was like,
that,
oh.
That Nick, that's the final straw, Nick.
He just, he's like, oh, he didn't take a shot. And he just checks that off the list. Like, okay, only one real aggressive shot in the last.
He's Buscemi in the Adam Sandler movie.
Billy Madison.
There we go.
Why did I struggle so hard with that? A movie I've watched 100 times. Now,
Miles putting the lipstick on his face.
I do think it's just easy
crossing
to check
Nick's name off.
Another thing off the list, though. Like, that's one of the reasons why, again, if I didn't think Garrett Wilson was a number one receiver, if I thought he was like Jalen Waddle at point, I think it was year two, had like 1,300 yards. And I remember thinking like, oh, they've got two number ones. And then I watched him play the next 3 years.
The rest of his career happened, yeah.
Like, Garrett's been a very consistent, productive player, 1,100 yards, 1,200 yards.
With bad quarterbacks.
And I think it's just another easy thing to check off your list. Okay, now I've got a great running back in Quinshon. I've got a great wide receiver one in Garrett Wilson, a very nice wide receiver two in Judy. One or two starting tight ends, depending what you do with Njoku and Fannin. So then your checklist this offseason on the offensive side is get the young quarterback or get a veteran quarterback of substance and rebuild that offensive line.
Offensive
that feels
line,
very
then,
manageable in one offseason.
What you get to do is then try to do what the Bears did this last offseason, where they just put everything towards the offensive and really just the offensive line and getting that center and the two guard spots figured out. Like that's then you get to mimic what Ben Johnson did, and that's a different conversation than what we're currently having around this team. I do find it interesting, and rightfully so. The amount of people that love him because of Ohio State is one thing, but we have to think about the age in this, because so many people are like, well, where's the conversations when it came to A.J. Brown? Because A.J. Brown, we didn't have these conversations. A.J. Brown is being shopped around to everybody. Patriots are going to be interested in that. Like, there's all sorts of teams that are in on the A.J. Brown sweepstakes. We're not one of them. Mm-hmm. That's a different story to me than what Wilson offers up.
A.J. also is making $30-plus million a year, and I think Garrett's making like 20, 22. 223 somewhere in there.
We just want a Wilson Browns jersey, don't you? That's what you really want.
That too.
That's an easy buy.
A fat man does not look good in single digit numbers. Even if he was number 10, right? Isn't that what he is now? Even if he was number 10.
No, he's 17.
Number 17. Yeah, nope. I look good in some linebacker jerseys, but I look good in the 60s, 70s, and 90s. That's where I look good at.
Yeah, but it's your last name.
Yeah, don't care. Gonna have to ask him, like, Garrett, can you do me a favor and be 99?
Can you choose 87?
Can you choose a nose tackle number just for me so I won't look ridiculous?
I think it's an auto buy. I think if it's your last name and the player plays for your hometown team, I think it's an auto buy.
But then I'll be like, no, it's for my name because that's my name.
Well, yeah, and that might be an argument in and of itself. He comes on the station and you're like, so Garrett, I'm the Wilson in town, just so you know, and we'll see how that goes.
You know, somewhere back, we're related, so keep it in the family.
This is like
right?
This is like your rule at the station where you're the only Nick, and then and if any other Nick is like Padone, has to be addressed by his last name.
And then we get Henry Louis Gates on the show, and then it gets really uncomfortable for a small amount of time. That guy in Cleveland, Bunge or Bob, saying, if it's a second and a player, depending on the player, I'd feel more comfortable with the trade for Wilson than I would be in trading a first.
Again, but this isn't, you're not drunk at 3 a.m. This isn't Xbox. Like, you have to, a second
yes,
round
but it
pick.
Is the Jets.
But a second round pick isn't going to get it done.
Who are usually drunk at 3 a.m.
Xbox. They know you have two first, and they're going to start the conversation at one first, and then we go from there. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see if Andrew Berry wants to bite at this one.
Yeah, fair. But if you were to get him for a second, the laser eyes beams would just be out of control.
How about that second in Harold Fannin?
Look at.
He almost told me, with his eyes, he told me, you shut your dirty mouth, is what he told me right there.
There was a different word. Dirty, but then there was a word before that. 216-474-0092. The rumor that will not go away is that the Browns have significant interest in trading for Garrett Wilson. How much would the Garrett Wilson move change your viewpoint of where the Browns are at? That is a gigantic piece that you can check off the board for the next 5 years for the Cleveland Browns. We'll ask that of Ashley Bastock at Cleveland.com, though, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Obviously, we've been talking some Browns here, the Garrett Wilson rumors that seem to never go away. So we got that to talk about. We've got Browns versus Patriots to get into. And every single Wednesday at 3:20, we're joined by Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com. She joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Ashley, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, guys, as usual.
Well, it is great to have you. We actually will get into a little Cavs, because I know you're also a Cavs fan as well. May I ask you, though, Garrett Wilson, is it if he is truly available, is that right time, right place for the Cleveland Browns to go try and make that move?
So, you know, it's interesting. Like, I hadn't actually even really heard or been paying much attention about this, which to me kind of signals like, okay, this is probably a lot of outside chatter more than anything, more than something substantial inside the building. But look, I mean, never say never, right? My colleague Mary Kay Cabot like has reported that they probably are actually more likely to be buyers versus like having a fire sale ahead of the trade deadline. So it's interesting. Garrett Wilson was a guy in that 2022 draft that we were really hyper fixated on for a while before the Deshaun Watson trade happened. But, you know, at the same time, they as an organization are so valuing this upcoming draft and having those two first round picks. So it depends on, I would say, how much they like him. Like, is that worth giving up what you would have to give up in order to get him? But again, I think for right now, to me, this feels like a lot of outside chatter more than anything, but this receiving room certainly could use some help. They like don't have a true passing threat right now. I mean, and that's partially the fault, I think, of everyone, right? The quarterback play, the pass catchers they do have and what they've done to get them open. But overall, to me, the Garrett Wilson stuff feels like kind of a lot of outside chatter and, you know, fodder among us more than something coming out of the building necessarily here.
Obviously, you believe in the reporting from Mary Kay, but do you believe that this is how this all go down, that they will be buyers more than sellers at this deadline then?
I do. Like, I mean, I think it makes sense, and I think they really, you know, will look to kind of fill some things out. And look, I think we've seen the moves that they've made already. And I think while people were bumping on them at first, like this idea of trading Flacco, to me, that move was more about them getting a pick for a player they weren't planning on playing anymore. And like the discussion about should they have been able to get more out of Joe Flacco, that's a separate discussion. I think they went with the draft pick there. And then Greg Newsom for Tyson Campbell. Like, I've been really impressed with Tyson Campbell so far. I love how fast he is. He's a bigger corner. Like, he adds something to that room that they didn't have. And he's played really well. So like none of this is signaling fire sale to me. I would expect them to, you know, hopefully add some more pieces offensively. Look, I still think they need offensive line help. I would be calling about tackles too. I'd be calling about pass catchers just because you need to do something to open up this run game. So I could see how it makes sense because you still need that offense to function. Even if you're accepting, okay, we're not like Super Bowl contenders this year. This is not like the last.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Past couple of years, you need things to be functioning at a higher clip than they are currently.
Ashley, we've had some debates on the show about Dylan Gabriel and his performance through the first three games. What grade would you give Dylan's performance over the first three games of his Browns career?
Ooh, over the first three games, let's see. I know wins and losses, not technically a quarterback stat, but we got one win, no interceptions, but nothing too risky, right? So for me, I don't know, like that seems like kind of in the middle, like are we maybe a C plus B minus sort of range, like just because of the no turnovers, but there's not been anything spectacular to me to earn a super high grade. Now, I don't know if they are being overly conservative with him. That was kind of a discussion, you know, with Kevin Stefanski today, and he talked about not being conservative for the case of being conservative, like just in the hopes of not turning the ball over. But to me, that's felt like a lot of what we watched. Now, how much of that is Dylan Gabriel's fault versus the play calling versus the game plan? I think it falls more on the latter. But then again, with Dylan, you look at especially that like Steelers game, right? And some of those throws were not super accurate. So again, I think it'd probably be more in like the C plus range for me when I sit here and think about each of these three starts and what he's done not so well versus what he has done well. I think there's still more they need to try to open up with him.
What did you make of the omission from Kevin Stefanski today about how he handles Dylan Gabriel getting the first team reps and Shedeur Sanders getting none of them?
You know, I really didn't make much of it. I know it's a story that people are going to talk about because everyone wants to or is curious to know about how Shedeur Sanders is doing, what they are doing with him. But it was something that to me just felt pretty standard. And people are saying, well, Dylan got first team reps when Joe was here. I think that was a little different because like Joe Flacco is such a veteran. And on top of it, when Dylan would get reps, it would maybe be like one or two reps to close out a drill is typically the standard. Again, we can't watch practice, so we're not getting a breakdown by breakdown of snaps and reps and the things we do in training camp. But that is typically how it goes, is your backup would get one or two reps to close out drills here or there. And Joe, you know, I was saying earlier today, like he doesn't need to and he probably shouldn't be taking every single rep in practice in the lead up to a game. You don't need it at that stage of his career. For Dylan Gabriel, it is different. He is a rookie. I think you do need all the reps you can get at this point and to get him back into the swing of things. So on top of it, we do know like they're essentially like two spotting sort of still with Shedeur Sanders getting plenty of reps on other fields and obviously doing the scout team stuff he's doing. And Mary Kay has reported before, you know, he's going on Fridays and working out with BW players on his own to get more reps. So it's not like he's standing there and not doing anything just because he's not getting those one or two reps at the end of drills and practice behind Dylan.
All right, Ashley, I'm interested as we start to look to this Patriots game, how big of a challenge? I know we're coming off the first six games, impossible. The seventh game, quite possible. Where do you or how do you stack up this Patriots team in terms of maybe the challenge the Browns have on their hands on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I think it's somewhere in the middle. The Patriots have a 5-2 record, but you look at their five wins. They came against Miami, Carolina, New Orleans, Tennessee, and Buffalo. Like, of those five wins, Buffalo is far and away the best team. Now, where the challenge is the Mike Vrabel factor. He's obviously here as a coaching consultant last year. He knows Jim Schwartz very well. Jim Schwartz was on his staff as a consultant when Braves was still in Tennessee. So there's an element of familiarity there. The other thing to know about this New England team is the fact that they are one of the best run defenses in the league. They're currently number three, giving up an average of 77.1 yards per game, and also number three in only 3.4 yards per play. So that is an interesting sort of thing to think about when you think about where the Browns are with this offense and how Quinshon Judkins has been, I think, easier in recent weeks to game plan for. Now, he still had 80-plus yards against the Dolphins, but they were a bad run defense. The Patriots have not surrendered 50 yards to a single running back through their first seven games this year. And that's something that's never happened in franchise history, according to their game notes. So that, to me, is the interesting element of this game. Are the Browns going to be able to do anything to allow Quinshon Judkins to break free? Now, the flip side of that, I do think this Browns defense, Mike Vrabel even said it today in his press conference talking to New England reporters, this is the toughest defense that they have faced. So two kind of unknowns there, I guess, on both sides because of each of these teams' defenses right now.
So what you're saying is fans are going to be yelling at Stefanski for not running the ball in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Nick
that's
Wilson.
Basically probably what's going to happen. Fans and Nick Wilson are going to be upset potentially.
Going to be really awkward if Dylan Gabriel is just tossing 58 times and dropping back 58 times as well in the process. Everyone's gonna be like, oh, I thought you learned, Kevin. But like the game plan, if Stefanski plays matchups, I feel like to a large degree, and so it wouldn't surprise me if that's how it goes, Ashley.
Yeah, and look, Pittsburgh, we saw what happened there, right? They were struggling early and they got away from the run. And, you know, the reasoning of, well, we were down. Well, you were, but for like most of the first half, it was like 9-0. This was by no means a sealed victory for the Patriots. And, oh, no, we're running out of time. And they got away from the run well before halftime. So I think you're going to, if it's really the best functioning part of your offense, it's going to have to be something like we saw with the Dolphins, where there were some negative yardage plays, some things that didn't work early, but they stuck with it and were, you know, still going back to Quinshon Judkins, and it was enough to get some things going.
Ashley, last year, I was motivated to move off Kevin Stefanski because you had Vrabel in the building. And obviously that didn't happen. Stefanski's back this year. But there is some questioning about, you know, if you go 3-14 or if you go 4-13, whether you might have to make a head coaching change there. And it got me thinking about why I was comfortable last year. It was because Vrabel was there. I considered that to be an upgrade. So that's the root of the question now that I've given you my opinion and 60 seconds of airtime. So I'll ask you, specific to this year, as we kind of look at the end of the year, if they're deliberating a change there, how hard do you think it would be to upgrade on Kevin Stefanski this offseason?
It's a good question. And, you know, even last offseason, my kind of thought process was, well, if you would decide to move on, like Kevin Stefanski would be probably the top coaching candidate in that cycle. Like, it probably would have been him and Vrabel, right? So that is where it gets interesting. Like, I still think I'm in the same spot with this team. Like, I'm not feeling or getting the vibe that they are thinking about changes. Again, I think so much comes back to this year's draft, and they knew coming into this year what the quarterback situation was, that it wasn't necessarily ideal in terms of having that guy for the future, and you know it, and everything is fine and dandy, and you're going to build around one person. I mean, this was an open competition between four guys. So I feel like they're kind of in the same spot. I feel like I think about it similarly. Look, if they made a change, I think he would be a pretty sought after candidate. And I mean, ironically in all this, Mike Vrabel is kind of the example of why you make that change and it doesn't quite work. I mean, look what's happening in Tennessee right now. Like, they had some down years, they let him go, and now they had to fire Brian Callahan after the first six games this year. He couldn't even make it through two seasons. So it just kind of goes to show the grass might not always be greener in some of these cases.
Ashley, should we be using the Patriots as one of the success stories of how to basically just turn it around and have it not take forever in order to do so after moving on from head coaches, et cetera?
I mean, you can look at it like that, right? But I guess my cautious take would be what I said at the beginning of this, that yes, they're 5-2, but four of the teams they've beaten have been some not so great teams, including a team that this 2-5 Browns team has also beaten. So you kind of got to see how the season plays out. But I do think it's a testament to how important the culture of like a head coach can be and what they've done with Mike Vrabel there, and how tough nose they are and what he's established there. I think that's definitely something to take away. And look, when Jerron Mayo wasn't working out there, they moved on, right? Like, they felt like it was time to move on. They thought they would have a chance to get Vrabel, and it was a move that paid off. But I think all those things had to kind of coalesce, and he had to be available, and they had to think he was the right guy. So again, it's one of those things that it's a testament to him and the work he's done, but it can still be very hard to predict. Like, obviously, if it was easy to carbon copy that exact plan, every team in the NFL that had a losing record would do it.
Ashley, we know the main responsibility at Cleveland.com is as the Browns beat and part of that, but you also cover some Cavs as well. People have said there's a discernible lack of buzz. I actually push back and say I just think it's a lack of drama. How do you perceive where things are with the Cavaliers heading into the season?
I mean, that's maybe a good way to put it, right? A lack of drama. But look, it's so tough because Cleveland is such a football town. Like, I think when the Browns are playing, that is so much of where fans' attention goes. I also think, look, it's the nature of an NBA season. There's 82 regular season games. So right now, when we sit here at the end of October, people might not be dialed in the same way unless the Cavs go on an amazing win streak like they did last year. So I think there are questions about the Cavs, right? And you look at how they've done in the postseason each of the last handful of years and when they've gotten eliminated, and how can this team get over that hump? But it does feel like overall just the number of games and nature of the sport, it sort of lends itself to less drama right now when they're a young team that, quite honestly, I think the way they've performed over the last 5 years has been ahead of schedule in a lot of ways. So fans have mostly had pleasant surprises with them as opposed to the Browns, where there have been these really high expectations and then outside of 2023, really them not meeting them. So it's kind of a tale of two teams to me in that way.
Ashley, I'd really like to commend us here for not making it weird in this one.
I thought we did a really good job.
Like, it's been so
a
while. Well.
I was so close to talking about you carving Paul Anka into a pumpkin and going down that road.
Did.
And I thought it came out really nicely. Yeah. And that'll just be our nice compliment of the day.
Yeah.
That I appreciate it. I freehanded that, by the way. So I think I have a hidden talent that
you got a real talent for that.
I know. I just should. That could be my side hustle. I don't know how lucrative it would be to say, hey, I can freehand carve my dog into a pumpkin. Like, do you want 14 of them? I don't know how much money I would make, but I'm very proud of it. It's on my Twitter. Folks can find it there.
You never know until you try. Ashley, great stuff as always. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Ashley Bastock at Cleveland.com. She joins us every single...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wednesday at 3:20, great stuff on the Cleveland Browns.
None of this is signaling fire sale to me. I would expect them to, you know, hopefully add some more pieces offensively. Look, I still think they need offensive line help. I would be calling about tackles too. I'd be calling about pass catchers just because you need to do something to open up this run game. So I could see how it makes sense because you still need that offense to function. Even if you're accepting, okay, we're not like Super Bowl contenders this year. This is not like the last couple of years. You need things to be functioning at a higher clip than they are currently.
Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com in her weekly appearance with us. You guys just heard it. I think it's interesting, the idea that the Browns could be buyers this year instead of sellers. I think that certainly is a indicates a power position for Andrew Berry keeping his job.
It's just a different mentality than what we've been going with all the way up until this point. And now you're seeing the reports from Mary Kay Cabot. ESPN did a whole trade piece thing, like the top 25 most valuable trade targets. Jerome Ford was listed at like 24. Nobody else was in there, though. Like, Njoku was conspicuously absent from that list. Like, I do feel like, and it wraps around the Garrett Wilson conversation, but if they turn into buyers instead of sellers, then yes, that is a green light for Andrew Berry in many ways.
I mean, listen, I think Andrew Berry believes ultimate success lies in how much you choose to listen. And I think they understand
that's a good one,
that listening is the key. You know, you're always listening. You're always thinking about making moves. You're always thinking about making the team better, whether it's now or in the future.
And success does lie in how much you choose to listen.
That's, I mean, many, many people have said that. Many good football people have said that as well. Everything is price dependent, though. Right? Like, if you take a swing on a left tackle, but it's like when Trent Williams was traded in 2020, that's when the Browns needed a tackle. And I think it was like a third and a fifth for Trent Williams. Mm-hmm. And the idea was, I think he was 31 at the time, had health issues. Well, that guy has paid off, I mean, incredible dividends for a third and a fifth. That would be the kind of situation I'd be interested in if you thought a guy had five more years and he could find a left tackle for that next quarter. Like, that's the kind of things I'm thinking about.
I know. The problem is that it does feel like in today's NFL, it feels like we have a lot more people that are in the buyer's category than the seller's category. And I think this is really tough to end up in one of those spots where even like a couple years ago, we get a fifth round pick for Amari Cooper. And maybe this is just how the formatting is right now. Maybe it's just the setup of the NFL right now. It seems pretty obvious for like 97, 98% of basically every team not named the Browns where you should be lying in this circle.
Listen, Cleveland is a traditional city and it's a very loyal city. So I understand. It's a very
when you
proud
see the progress
city.
That we have, yes.
When you see the progress, it's a proud city. And I think the point is, I think we're geared to think buyer or seller. The Guardians have already showed you that doesn't really exist anymore. You're always buying and selling. You're always trying to find ways to make the pieces fit together. I think the Browns are in the same way. But again, to what you're saying, there's a very good point of like, hey, if you're not going to re-sign David Njoku and somebody offers you a third-round pick, you'd be foolish not to do it. If Ethan Posick, there's a huge need for offensive line in the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Luke Whipler behind Ethan Posick. If somebody says, you give us a 7 and we'll give you a 4 for Ethan Posick, you do it, right?
Yeah, like, but
those are the things you cannot pass up on.
Trying to thread that needle, though, is what I think is interesting. But I do think, at least in the Garrett Wilson discussion, how big a fish they go and how big game hunting they go, like that'll dictate a lot of how we perceive this team and how we perceive Andrew Berry's job.
I want Andrew Berry to do a good job and to do right, right? To do a good job to do right by his family, by that team, by that organization. And I think that means being open to whatever comes this way. I think to your point, though, it's easier to be a seller right now than it is to be a buyer.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I honestly, I'd not heard much chatter about the idea that they're buyers. And now Ashley's on here. Mary Kay's obviously writing pieces about it. Like, this is, we know how plugged in those two are. It's a new and different development, all things considered. It almost makes you wonder if this team... Yes, they're planning for next year, but it also makes you wonder if in the back of their brain they just think they've unlocked something, and it can't be with that win last week, but something that tells them that they're going to be able to rack up a 6, 7, 8, 9 win season potentially this year, which I think is crazy.
6, 7. Now, all this being said, I do want to get to a quick rumor. Obviously, with a couple coaching situations open up there, Florida's open up, Penn State is open up. I know the Matt Campbell to Happy Valley thing is interesting.
Oh, Matt Campbell and another job search, huh?
Here's my problem. Again, you don't need a program builder in Penn State, right? You need somebody to just step in and win some damn games. I think it's interesting. I think Florida State's coach is about to get fired. And I don't think Deion's going to get it. I think Deion should be the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles.
Wonder if Deion feels slighted because the last time that job opened up, they decided they didn't want him. And if I were him, I could imagine holding a grudge on that.
I can imagine it. I would.
It's bad. It was his dream job forever, though.
And I'll tell you this: if I was Florida, I would call up Deion and
that'd be really funny.
Just a troll.
That'd be really funny.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I was thinking about this earlier today because it's funny. We were worried, well, in a year, if Kevin Stefanski gets fired, is we have to worry about Deion, that kind of stuff. It's funny. I really do think Deion, even in the midst of a lost season in Colorado where they're juggling a lot, I think Deion to Florida State should be the play. I think they need a relevance guy there.
Here's what's nice about Colorado for Deion, though, is that they're paying him an extraordinary amount of money, and the expectation, it's not the same as at Florida State.
No, it isn't, but I think that's also the limitations at Colorado. They're significant as compared to Florida State. Like, what's the big problem with Florida State? It's trying to get the money rounded up. It's trying to get the excitement back in the program.
Now for Norvell, it's going 1-11 in the ACC.
But I mean, even before that, it was Willie Taggart. Like all the guys they've got, it's not that they're bad football coaches. It's they're not splashy. And they're not good enough football coaches. They're not bad football coaches, but they're not good enough. They're not elite coaches, and they're certainly not elite profile guys. I mean, at this point, you failed. You brought in the hot coach. Why the hell not bring Dion in? I know that's an awful reason, but it's like at this point, like, why the hell not?
No, it's not. It's not really their call at this point to me. It's Dion's call, and that's the part that I find the most interesting. Like, if Dion says yes, I want to go, I think Florida State says okay, thanks, come on over.
Oh, I don't. I know.
Look at it. Like the other guys,
Dion has the power he did a year ago.
No, but we're talking about the other replacements and the other guys for the NFL head coaching spot. Like, let's talk about it for the college ranks too. The big fish. I'm gonna use it for the second time this segment. Lane Kiffin. I don't think Lane Kiffin's choosing Florida State over either Penn State or even Florida. I also don't think he's leaving Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And outside of that, what are you down to now? You have Mike Elko, you're going to try to get him from Texas A&M?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the next on the list? Are you going to go after the UCF head coach? Is that like are we just going down that way? Like
his name's Scott Frost. He's a person.
It's not. There's just not that much there right now. And I feel like that's the real problem within that discussion.
Kenny Dillingham. That dude, I don't know where he's going to end up. That dude's getting the biggest raise in history because of what you just said there. Because it's going to be him. Matt Rhule might get a big raise out of this and maybe a new zip code. Same thing with Matt Campbell. But again, like that's what kills me. Like Dillingham, I kind of get. He still hasn't won anything. Like we're in the coaching abyss right now, and it's not just in college. It's in the pros as well, where like when I mentioned to Ross Tucker and Ashley, it's like, a year ago, it was like, of course, I can fire Kevin Stefanski because I have a known quantity ahead of me in Mike Vrabel. I don't have that guy now.
I mean, think about it. James Franklin was in everyone's top 10 list for head coaches that everyone came out with this year.
Yeah, and he's, by the way, he's going to be getting another job, and it's going to be a good job. If he wants one.
James Franklin to Florida State.
Noles fans deserve so much better. 216-474-0092.
I saw a tweet the other day that James Franklin, that Mike Tomlin is the NFL's version of James Franklin. I thought you'd appreciate that.
Should Florida State hire Deion Sanders? That's a no comment from Nick Wilson. Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier, gets us ready with some Cavs buzz. And what are the expectations for the Cavaliers? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.